here for Tioga. Looks like Warner is back there to receive as well as Worthing. And here is the kickoff for the Warriors. This one's sky high. It goes right over towards John Worthing. He lets this one bounce. It takes a Walton bounce back all the way to the 10-yard line. He's got to field it there, and Walton's going to rip him down. The Orange Crush came swooping in, and Worthing really had nowhere to go as it was a steady dose of orange coming right down on him there. Looked like leading the way was Owen Griffin.
Yeah, nice play on the by the Walton Warriors right there, because the ball got away from the receiver and he picked it up, and when he turned around he saw a lot of orange helmets.
Well, they got two quarters to try to save their season here. If you're the Walton Warriors, not an impossible task. Only down two scores, and if you chip away at it, you get one score, you're right back in this game if you're Walton.
And also keep in mind that the Tioga Tigers fumbled the ball twice in that first half, but the ball bounced back to them.
So the Tigers will look to run on first and 10. They'll try to go right up the gut, but Walton has nothing to do with that. They won't let him go. And that was Worthing, and maybe a yard on the play.
Yeah, Worthing with a gain of one on the play. We'll bring up second down and 9.
And it was a very fast-moving first half. I'd say the whole first half was done in under an hour. And so we'll see if Tioga with a two-score lead. We'll try to chew some clock here, too.
Something we're not used to is a fast football game.
Yeah, if you do a Sydney game, you better book 3 hours, because they just seem to take a long time. Tioga's going to hand off here on a second down and 8. Again, they go back to Worthing, but Peschout was there to bring him down.
Yeah, Peschout with a real nice play from his linebacker spot. Came up and made the hit in the hole. Lost about a yard. We'll bring up third down and 10.
This Walton team looks pretty fired up to start the second half. So maybe a big halftime speech from head coach Adam Hoover has them fired up here as Tioga's pinned up against their own end zone with a 3rd and 9 early in the third quarter. The Tigers leading 14-0 with 10:45 to go in this third quarter. It's a 3rd and 9 here for Tioga. Line is set. Man is in motion. Worthing now in the backfield. They bring an extra blocker over to the right side. They'll hand off to Worthing. He's got a hole, and he breaks to the outside. Worthing to the 20. 25-30, cuts back. Tioga trying to get some blocks for him. He slips the tackle. He's at the 40 to the 45. Finally brought down at the 47 there by Brooker, but a big-time run by John Worthing.
On third down, what a huge run by that young man right there. Just took it off to the right side with a lead blocker around the end, sealed the edge, and he took it all the way out to the 46-yard line.
10:28 to go, third quarter. Walton leads 14-0, and just when it looked like Walton was going to pin Tioga in deep, they find a way to sneak out of there and come up with a big play. Tioga now quickly right back to the line. They go right here to John Worthing again. Right side run across midfield, 45, ripped down at the 42, there by Peschout. And John Worthing, the senior running back, 5'8", only 149 pounds, getting the job done.
Yeah, John Worthing with a real nice run, pretty much the same play as the last on first down as it was on third down, just not as much yardage on the carry.
So 10:17 to go, third quarter. They move the chains, and the clock starts to run again. Tioga leading 14-0. The winner of this game will get green in the Section 4 Class D football championship game next Friday. Here's the snap. Worthing will hand this one off here to Emmett Wood. He runs to the outside. He's at the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Wood looking for the end zone, and he's in standing up. Walton couldn't catch him, and Tioga scores on their first drive of the second half.
Wow. Emmett Wood. Freshman, folks. Remember that name. Emmett Wood.
A great run there from Emmett Wood as he scampers about 30 yards down the sideline and in. And Tioga leads 20-0 with 9:55 to go here in the third quarter. What a run.
Yeah, he just took pretty much the same play. It's just like a little counter kick to the left, and they come back to the right with a lead blocker pulling from that side and seals that edge, and then it's up to the running backs to do what they want, and Emmett Wood took it to the house.
Holland Beck will come in to attempt the extra point with 9:55 to go, third quarter. Snap is good, hold is good. The kick from Holland Beck is true, and Tioga leads 21-0 with 9:55 to go, third quarter. We'll step away, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
9:55 to go, third quarter, 21-0. Now the lead as Emmett Wood scores on a 30-yard touchdown scamper for the Tigers on their first possession of the third quarter. So Tioga leads Walton 21-0 here on WCDO. Again, the lights are on here. It starts to get a little darker. Rain still falling today, folks. Unbelievable here in Johnson City. Tioga will kick this one deep. This one will be fielded by Kyle Wright at the 25, up to the 30. He's got a little daylight out to the 40. Wright still driving his legs before he's brought down at the 42 in between the hashes. So a good run back for Walton.
Yeah, nice little play, about 22 yards on the return. Walton will have the ball at the 42-yard line to start their first possession of the second half.
9:50 to go, third quarter. And if we know one thing about this Walton team, they will not give up until the final whistle. So I would not expect them to lay down at all. This is going to be a good second half here for the Warriors, I'm sure, as they will give it everything they have for the Orange Crush fans. So they break the huddle and come up to the line with a score 21-0 in favor of Tioga. Tioga looking for a date with Green, perhaps, next Friday in the Section 4 Class D championship game. And it looks like a false start here against Walton as Peschout jumped at his running back position.
Just rocked a little bit out of his stance, and the referees were right on it. False start, Warriors, 5 yards back, first and 15.
So 9:49 to go, third quarter, 21-0 the score. And Walton, not the way they wanted to start that drive, I'm sure.
Definitely not the way you want to start off the drive, being down 3 scores, that's for sure.
So a first and 15 here for the Warriors, a team that really had to go through the gauntlet of the division to get here, battle-tested for sure, and they're going to need all that experience if they want to come back in this game against a very seasoned Tioga team. Here's the snap. They'll hand off to Brooker. He's got some speed on the edge, but he is brought down there by Austin Lamb. What a hit. Stopped him cold at the 40.
Oh, my goodness. What a great tackle that was. I mean, if you can teach tackling, that's what you want to do right there. That was absolutely perfect. He broke down, just got his head on the other side of the tech or of the runner and just lifted and dropped him right there. Great play.
So clock is moving. 9:20 to go, third quarter. It is Tioga 21, Walton nothing. In our game that we did earlier today, it was Green upsetting Sydney 24-23. So it's been an interesting day of football here in Johnson City. Here is Dylan Jacob under center. Drops back, wants to throw to the far side. Pass is complete to Brooker, and he's brought down after a gain of about 3 on the play. And over there on the tackle for Tioga, looked like was Dominic Wood.
Little quick pass out to the right side, and Brooker took it for about 3-yard gain. Will bring the ball to about the 44-yard line, 44-yard line of the Walton Warriors, 3rd down and 8.
So a 3rd and 8 with 8:40 to go, third quarter. Tioga leading 21-0. The officials, the ball boys, everybody doing everything they can to keep that football as dry as possible between each snap. And Walton, I'm sure, appreciates that right now as they have the ball with 8:25 to go in the third quarter. Jacob turns around and makes sure his running back knows where he's going. He's got a man in motion. That's Brooker. They're going to fake it. Jacob runs to the outside, wants to throw. He's got a receiver. That's Cody Ray down in deep, and he just overthrows him by about 2 yards on the play.
Great coverage on the play by Brady Worthing, right with the receiver, and had the inside line, and just absolutely perfect coverage.
So a 4th down and 8 coming up for Walton. They'll have to punt it away and give it back to the Tioga Tigers with 8:13 to go in the third quarter. So, you know, Walton's gambled. They've tried some passing. They've tried some different things, and it just hasn't worked out. This Tioga defense is very strong.
They are very strong, and they're very smart. They just don't make mistakes that are going to allow you to get a first down when you're 3rd and 8.
So here is Walton waiting to punt this one away. And this one will spin end over end, bounce at about the 30, takes a Walton bounce to the 25. Worthing is going to let it go. Walton lets it roll down to the 21 before it's down there. And a nice job there by Barnhart to get down and down that ball. So that's where Tioga will take over.
Yeah, nice little flip of the field right there. So Tioga will start this drive at their own 21.
8:02 to go, third quarter. 21-0 is the score. Tioga on top of Walton here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. I'm Nate Lull alongside Tim Cutting. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. Glad to have Jim on board with us today. Couldn't do it without him. Appreciate everybody listening on the website as well, WCDOsports.com. First and 10 on their own 21, and Tyler will look to run to the outside. They got Worthing. He cuts back up the middle. Flag on the play as he's brought down at the 35 and just weaving his way in between the tackles. And he busted for a first down.
And if that tackle is not made by that young man, I'm not sure who it was, but if it's not made, that's 6 more points. But they have a flag against Tioga in this place, so we'll see what the call is.
Waiting for the call from the Zebra crew here. And here it comes. This one will be against the Tigers, and it will be a holding call.
Holding penalty against the Tigers will nullify that play. It'll take it back 15 yards, and it looks like it'll be first and I'm waiting for the referee to see if he's going to move it. Nope, first and 10.
So it will be a first and 10. And, you know, if you're a Walton
foul, and then they mark it from there, so that's why it was first and 10.
If you're a Walton fan, you just, it's like they haven't caught a break yet today. You're just waiting for one of those fumbles to go their way, or a pick six or something, and just, you know, really nothing has gone their way in terms of the breaks of the game. They just, you know, that I think also shows how clean Tioga plays. As they run it up the middle here with Emmett Wood, he's brought down after a gain of about 5 on 2nd and 10.
Yeah, nice play there for Emmett Wood to get 5 yards on the first down carry. Now we have 2nd down and 5.
Clock moves down to 7:20 to go and still ticking here in the third quarter. Tioga leading Walton 21-0. Again, earlier today, Green knocking off Sydney by a point, 24-23. And so here is Brady Worthing. The junior quarterback is under center. Stops, hands off. They'll look to run this one up the middle. Still on his feet is John Worthing. Worthing is going to be very close to the first down. I think he got it before he's brought down by Peshout. Just some hard-nosed running by the senior, John Worthing.
Yeah, very good running. And I'll tell you what, every time you think they're stopped, they spin out of the tackle, or they just keep their legs moving and just won't be denied, and they get the first down yardage.
6:57 to go, third quarter. The Tigers with a 3-touchdown lead, 21-0 over Walton at the moment. Here in the third quarter from Wildcat Stadium. Lights are on, and you can see the rain continuing to fall. They'll hand off to Wood on the left side. He barrels his way forward for about 3 yards.
Got hit right at the point of attack at the line of scrimmage, but he just kept his legs chugging and was running sideways there for a little bit, but gets about 6 yards on the play, 2nd down and 4.
6.5 to go, third quarter. Tioga taking their time as the clock continues to run. And Tioga will work their way back up out of the huddle to the line of scrimmage here as they are on their own 38, 2nd and 5 as they go left to right. They're in the navy blue with the gold trim. Walton's in the white with the orange pants and the orange helmets. And once again, this will be a run here for John Worthing up the middle, 3rd and 5, and now it'll be... Oh, I think he got about 3 on that play.
Yeah, he got about 3 yards on the play. He's just shy of the first down stick, so it'll be 3rd and 1.
So 5:55 to go here in this third quarter. As Tim said, it'll be a 3rd and 1 after that was a 2nd and 5. And so Tioga looking to punch it across here as they continue to chew up this clock. Worthing is under center. Play clock works its way down to 10. They'll hand one off here to Wank this time, looking for the 1 yard. Did he get it? I'm not sure. And yes, they did. Move the chains.
Move the chains again, and Tioga is just going to continue to do this. They're just going to keep running the ball inside and keeping that clock moving and taking what the Walton Warriors will give them.
Chains are set, so the clock will restart. And this is Tioga football, if we've ever seen it, just as you said. Keep getting first downs, move that clock, get the lead, and just chew it up. And so a fast-moving third quarter as well, as I think the first half was definitely under an hour between these two teams that just love to run. 5:15 to go here in this third quarter. Tioga looking to hand it off. No, it'll be a quarterback keeper here for Brady Worthing to the outside on 1st and 10. Picks up about 2 on the play. I think it just broke down and he took off.
Yeah. And the running back, I thought the running back had the ball, and he got tackled because Walton thought he had the ball, and then all of a sudden Worthing comes out of the back with the ball and gets about 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up 4 yards on the play. We'll bring up 2nd down and 6.
Yeah, so he got a little more than I anticipated. So Tioga going left to right is almost to midfield. Ball's on their own 47 on a 2nd and 7. Here is Worthing under center. Worthing will fake the handoff, goes back to John Worthing now on the double handoff, and this time he's brought down. Walton with some good tackling on the outside to not let him get to the edge, and it looked like the main tackler there was Owen Griffin.
Everybody going to the right, and then it comes back to the left on the counter. Good for about 2 yards. We'll bring up third down and 5.
Clock moving down to 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go, third quarter. It's Tioga 21, Walton nothing. Winner gets green next Friday in the Section 4 Class D football final, as Green knocked off Sydney by a point earlier today, 24-23. Here on a 3rd and 6 for Tioga. They will hand it off. They'll go to Wood on the outside, dragging 2 tacklers forward before he's finally brought down. Somebody had a hold of his jersey there in the Walton pile, and he still moved forward before he was brought down by Nick Lamoureux.
Yeah, Nick Lamoureux got him down to the ground, but I think he got the first down yardage. It's going to be close.
3:50 to go here, third quarter. And are we going to have a measurement? Let's see. Officials looking at this one as, well, I don't know what exactly they're going to do here with 3:44 to go in the third. Tioga leading 21-0. And they are. They're going to bring out the chain crew here. So Walton doing everything they can to get the ball back and see if their offense can start firing. But so far, it's been all Tigers today.
I'm going to say they got it by the stripe of the football.
It's going to be very, very close here as the officials get this one all set. So they're marking this one off, and it's tough to see at the angle we're at, but boy, no, they're going to come up a little short here. So 4th and about a hair to go.
Yeah, it's not much at all, folks. I mean, I know what Green would run right here. Same thing they ran all game long.
Unbelievable today that Green, you know, they were just so successful with Nate Erickson running the ball. It was pretty amazing to see.
Yep, just a little ball read, and he did what he wanted to do, and, you know, a couple quarterback sneaks, quarterback draws. But it was all Mr. Erickson, number 5.
Tioga will go for it here on a 4th and 1. I think they're trying to call Walton off here, and let's see. It's going to be a timeout taken by the Tigers. With 3:38 to go, third quarter, we'll step away. Tioga 21, Walton nothing, here in the Section 4 Class D football semis on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi. The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:38 to go, third quarter. 21-0 is the score. Tioga on top of Walton. Out of the timeout, Tioga will have a 4th and 1. They're in Walton territory at about the 46-yard line here. And they tried to call, you know, they tried to get Walton to jump there on the 4th and 1. They didn't do it, so they called timeout. Let's see what they do this time. Line is set. They'll submarine it forward, and it'll be a quarterback keeper for Brady Worthing, and he'll keep it and get the first down here for the Tigers. Nicely done. Good push there by the line.
Yeah, real nice push by the line, and he just walked up, touched the center. Center snapped the ball, and he followed them right up into the first down. Ball is now spotted at the Walton 44-yard line.
And so 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Walton is trailing Tioga. The Tigers are in control, 21-0, looking for a date with Green in the Class D Section 4 final. The rain continues to kind of mist here at Johnson City, but it's a steady mist. They'll hand it off on a 1st and 10. They go to John Worthing. He hits the pile, and he's brought down there by Walton. Looked like Cody Ray was in on the tackle as well as Owen Griffin.
Yeah, Griffin and Ray meet the running back just shy of the line of scrimmage. I believe he loses 1 yard on the play. So it'll be 2nd down and 11.
So the clock moves down to 2:55 to go here in this third quarter. And so the Tigers, again, just willing to have the quarterback run over to the sideline, get the play, take it back in. I mean, it's an art to chew the clock, and they do a great job at it.
They sure do. They don't snap the ball until it's at least 5 seconds or less.
And so they'll get things set here. Play clock is at 2. This time when they snap, they hand off John Worthing to the outside across the 45 to the 44. Going to bring up 3rd and long here for Tioga. They're in Walton territory, but they've been hovering around this 45-yard line for the last couple of plays now.
Yeah, it'll bring a third down and a long nine, as Nate said. And I'll tell you what, the last time they had a third and nine, do we remember what happened? They scored a touchdown.
Yeah, they busted it long, and you know they also had a long third down when they were pinned against their goal line, and Worthing ran it out for about a 30-yard gain. So see if they run off that right side again. With 2 minutes to go, third quarter, they will run to the right. Quarterback keeper, though, and this will be Worthing. Brady working his way out to the 35. I don't think he got the first down, though. Going to be close.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it. It looks like the spot by the official is going to have him at about the 36, and that's going to be about 2 yards short on fourth down.
And so Walton, it appears, will take over on downs here with 1:35 to go, third quarter. And, well, I'm not sure exactly. Was that third? Well,
it was third. Four and two to go is now.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's fourth and two right now. Sorry about that, folks. That was third down, so a nice pickup there by Worthing to make it fourth and short. Very manageable here on the 36-yard line with 1:15 to go, third quarter. Tioga under center. Here is Worthing again. He'll hand it off right up the middle. That's good for a first down. And guess who? Owen Wank, who they seem to like to go to in short yardage situations, gets it done.
Yeah, he does a nice job. He's a real hard runner and won't go down after one little bit of contact. And he gets the first down yardage, and there's 1:08 left to go in the third quarter.
Tioga led 14-0 at the half. They currently lead 21-0 as we hit 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Tigers are in control. They'll fake the handoff here. No, they won't. They'll hand it right back, and up the middle they go with Wank again across the 20 to about the 19. So another first down for the Tigers.
Wank off the right side again with a first back through and gets a good first down run, good enough for another first down carry, and the ball is spotted right at about the 20-yard line of the Walton Warriors.
53 seconds to go, third quarter. Tioga leads Walton 21-0, and they want more, as they are right on the edge of the end, red zone here. Tigers getting set, 45 seconds to go in this third quarter. Waiting, line is set, they'll go back to Wank once again, runs to the left side, and he's brought down by the Walton line. Couldn't break through that time as Garrett Johnson wrapped him up.
Yeah, nice little play right there, and I was watching the whiteout on the right-hand side. All he's doing, he's not really even stop blocking, he's just running that cornerback out of the play. I mean, he's literally like he's running a pattern on a rushing play. He's not blocking him. He's just running him off of the play. So neat little formation there by the Tioga Tigers.
15 seconds to go here in this third quarter, and they'll hand it off and run to the outside. But Walton sniffing that one out as they tried to hand it off there to Emmett Wood, and breaking through was Jordan Blinko for a big tackle to end the third quarter.
Yeah, Jordan Blinko with a real nice tackle right there. Loss of about 3 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and 10 when we start the fourth quarter.
And so, end of the third quarter, Tioga 21 and Walton nothing. We'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter on WCDO.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO, as this will be Tioga with the ball to start the fourth quarter, and this will be a quarterback keeper to the outside for Brady Worthing on a third and 10, and I would say he probably got six or seven. He found a nice hole to get through.
We have a nice little hole right there on the right-hand side. He cut it back real quick and got 7 yards. We'll bring up fourth down and 3.
So a fourth down early in the fourth quarter, a fourth and four for the Tigers here. And again, they are just very content to take their time, bring the play in from the sideline, work down that play clock, work down that game clock. Every second ticking down gets them closer to the Section 4 Class D football championship game. 11:20 to go, fourth quarter. A fourth and four. They're deep in Walton territory at the 14-yard line. Worthing drops back, wants to throw. He's got a receiver. It's incomplete, and it was knocked away. Good defense there by Walton. That was Brooker, who punched away on the far side.
Yeah, Brooker was a real nice play right there. Right at the last minute, got his hand in there and knocked the ball down. So Walton will take over on downs, and the ball will be spotted at the 20-yard line.
So 11:12 to go in the fourth quarter, and Walton trails 21-0. And if Tioga had punched one in there, that might have been all she wrote. But Walton, if they could get things going, could still be in this ball game. And so a nice job there by the Walton Warriors to knock it away. I thought the play call was good to try to catch him off guard there. But Walton came up big on defense.
I was hoping we'd get to see a field goal from the kicker there, because he can definitely boot it.
So here is Walton after taking over on downs. First and 10, they start on their own 14-yard line. Going to be a run here for Dylan Jacob to the outside. Has nowhere to go on the edge as he meets a wall of Tigers and maybe a gain of one.
Yeah, I tell you what, he fought for that 1 yard, too. I'll tell you right now. Second down and a long night.
So, again, just checking on all our listeners who are listening in for Tioga today. We have Florida, all over New York State, a lot of other southern states, including North Carolina, South Carolina, a lot of people down here in the Binghamton area that wouldn't be able to get our signal from up in Sydney. So we appreciate you joining us on WCDOsports.com. Thank you. I know we have a lot of Walton listeners as well who might not get our signal over the hill there in Walton who are listening online. So appreciate everybody listening in from Walton and Tioga today. So that's great to see. Here is Walton on a second and seven. They're trying to hurry up now and pass one over to Cody Ray on the right side. Pass falls incomplete from Dylan Jacob. Ray didn't have a chance on that one.
No, right as the ball got there, the tackler got there, and they just the ball fell incomplete on the ground. Third down.
And so the right idea there from Walton just falls incomplete, and it's been a tough day. We saw it in the earlier game. We've seen it today. Extremely tough to pass the ball in these conditions today. It's not raining as hard as it was earlier, but still, I mean, when you look out, you see it under the lights. It's a steady, constant, hard. It's more than a mist. It's still pretty steady rain out there. But before, I mean, it was just pouring
earlier today.
So unbelievable. 10:15 to go, fourth quarter. Tioga leads Walton 21-0. Here's the snap on a third and seven for Walton. They're going to hand it off and run it up the middle with Pesch out, diving forward to the 25. Be close to the first down, Tim.
Yeah, I hope he got it, because I'll tell you what an effort by Peshaw. I mean, he was being held by his shoe and just lunged as far forward as he could. He's just shy of the first down. It looks like it's going to be fourth and one.
So 9:55 to go, fourth quarter. 21-0 is the lead for Tioga over Walton. And so Walton will come to the line, and you know, they've held Tioga in check at times on defense. Just the offense has not been able to find a way against this tough Tioga defense. Here's the fake of the handoff running to the outside. Here's Dylan Jacob. He's tripped up. And a great play there by Worthing as well as Wank to just get him. And so hard to trip up a guy like Dylan Jacob, and they just got him by the shoestring.
And it's a good, I mean, and Jacob just got the first down because he just got it ball over the 30 to the 31. So first down, Walton Warriors.
So a great play on that extra extension there by Dylan Jacob to pick up that first down, and was just reaching out to get it. Very nice play. And so Walton will pick up the first down. First and 10, ball is on the Walton 26 as they go left to right with 9:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Jacob is now in the shotgun. Man in motion, he's got Pesch out off his right hip. They fake the handoff, wants to throw. He's going to try to go deep to Brooker down the right side. Brooker trying to come back for it, but it's intercepted here by Mason Boozer. Boozer's off to the races, down to the 40, to the 35-30. Boozer is then tackled at the 25, and a big-time interception there for Tioga.
Yeah, Mason Boozer with absolutely perfect coverage on that play. Had Brooker on his hip, just went up and high-pointed the ball, took it away, and turnover to the Tigers.
And so, you know, you got to give some credit to Walton there, trying to roll somebody out, get somebody deep behind the defense. You know, you're down three scores. That just didn't work out for him there with 8:57 to go, fourth quarter. Tioga leads 21-0. They take over going right to left. They're on the Walton 27-yard line. So here is the snap with Worthing under center. He will hand one off, and Wank will run to the outside, good for a gain of about 4 yards on first and 10.
Yeah, Wank was off to the right tackle side and gets 4 yards on the carry. We'll bring up second down and 6 for the Tioga Tigers.
And so a nice run there, and I think, you know, they've gone a little bit more to Wank here in the fourth quarter, maybe trying to save Worthing and Wood a little bit, or just trying to get Wank some extra work. But when you have three guys who can run the ball that hard, that's the luxury that you have. 8:20 to go, fourth quarter. They'll run again, this time with Wood. He's going to bounce to the outside. Can Brooker catch him? Wood looking for the pylon, and he's in. Second touchdown of the evening there for Emmett Wood with 8:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Another touchdown for Tioga.
Was just getting ready to say Emmett Wood with a nice little run off the left side, and then he cuts it back and goes all the way across the field over to the right pylon. 6 points.
Actually, the third touchdown here tonight for Emmett Wood. So it's been 3 from Wood, 1 from John Worthing. So Emmett Wood, again, a ninth-grade running back, has just been a beast here today in the Section 4 Class D semifinals. So about a 25-yard TD run there for Emmett Wood. And so Hollenbeck will come in to attempt the extra point here for the Tigers. Snap is good, hold is good, kick, plenty of leg on that one, up and through. Tioga leads 28-0 with just over 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen & Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Tioga, after scoring, will kick it off. Walton will receive, and a quick run back on a short kick up to the 45-yard line is fielded here by Nick Lamoureux. So good field position for the Warriors.
Yeah, good field position for the Warriors here. I'd like to see them get some points on the board just to have that going into next year, because it looks like Tioga's in punching their ticket to UE next week.
Well, with 8:10 to go in the fourth quarter, I mean, anything could still happen. We've seen some wacky games over the years, that's for sure, but Tioga and Green at this point I think would be a pretty entertaining final. A week ago they faced off and Tioga came away with a 41-14 victory, so they know each other pretty well if that is what the finals matchup would be. And so here is Walton breaking the huddle with 8:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Tioga 28 and Walton nothing. And waiting for the snap, here is Dylan Jacob. Jacob with a man in motion, and they will hand it off and looking to run to the outside and brought down. Again, just another big-time tackle in the backfield. Here, that was John Worthing coming up from his position in the back to bring down the Walton runner.
John Worthing on the corner would not let the running back from Walton get outside of him and just made a nice tackle after a 2-yard gain, second down and 8.
And so this will be a second and 8 coming up here for the Walton Warriors. Actually, second and 9. It looks like they're right on the Johnson City logo here at Wildcat Stadium. And this field has been great today. It's been wet as it comes out there. And, you know, there's been some piles and some waves at times, but it's handled it pretty well. Flag here on second and 9, or third and 9, excuse me, as Walton tries to run it up the middle, and it's going to be against the Warriors.
Yeah, legal shift against the Walton Warriors, so that'll move the ball back. I would imagine Tioga will take that penalty. So it'll be second down and probably 7.
So So it's just been a tough one today here for Walton offensively for a team that's been pretty dynamic this year. Haven't put up a ton. Well, they've put up some big-time points in a few games, but, you know, a lot of grinded-out type games against Unitigo, Deposit Hancock, where they were scoring at least 20 points. But today, Tioga has just been very, very solid on the defensive side of the ball.
Tioga actually declined the penalty and is taking the play, so it'll be third down and about seven.
And so, again, third and seven, as Tim said, here for the Walton Warriors with 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Tioga leading 28-0, trying to put the icing on the cake and maybe get to the Section 4 Class D football championship game, a game they went to and won last year against the Sydney Warriors. And they'll hand it off to Brooker. Brooker to the left side, looks to cut back, and he is just met there by, guess who, Austin Lamb, who drives him into the turf. I mean, Austin Lamb has been a man possessed today.
Yeah, he's playing the middle linebacker spot like you were taught many, many years ago. And I just, if you ever played that, this kid is the epitome of a middle linebacker. I mean, he's absolutely doing great job scraping, then filling the hole. And when he fills the hole, he fills it hard.
Yeah, he definitely has. I'm just so impressed because, like we said earlier, Tioga has size, but there's also a lot of athletic guys. And their smaller guys are tough as nails. And that's been the case ever since I've been watching them, you know, over the last 5 or 10 years. It's just been amazing.
Yeah, they're not afraid to hit you, that's for sure.
No.
I mean, it doesn't matter how big they are or how small they are. I mean, they all have that mentality that, you know what, you're going to come at me, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
So that's the way they play, that's the way they tackle.
6:20 to go, fourth quarter. Clock still moving. Walton with the ball on a 4th and 5 right at midfield, going left to right, doing the best they can to try to move it here. And it looks like we might have a delay of game coming up. I'm not exactly sure. Or if then there's been a timeout, the back judge was actually waving his flag at the other officials. So I'm not sure exactly what happened here, Tim.
Yeah, I'd missed that part. And then I saw the quarterback walking over to the sideline like they got a timeout of Walton. Walton got a timeout, so that's what they're going to discuss right now with the officials to see if they got the timeout in time.
Tioga still has 2 up on the board, Walton with 3, and let's see if Walton got the timeout or not.
Picking up the flag.
So they'll pick up the flag, and Walton's going to just come back to the huddle, so I don't think they're going to take the timeout, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what the official, yep, he's definitely, they picked up the flag, and they're just going to play from there.
So 6:13 to go, fourth quarter. Tioga leading 28-0. With the ball right at about midfield here for the Walton Warriors on a 4th and 5 as we hit 6 minutes to go. Walton going to go for it here as they have no choice at this point in the game, down 4 scores. Live from Wildcat Stadium at Johnson City High School. They'll fake the handoff. Jacob, the quarterback, will roll out to his right, wants to throw. Pass is almost caught, but just through the hands of Cody Ray as he was sliding to the turf to try to bring that one in and couldn't haul it in. So a turnover on downs. Tioga will get it back at midfield.
Cody Ray, I give him a lot of credit because he did everything he could to try to catch that ball and get the first down yardage for the Warriors, but the ball did fall incomplete, and Tioga will take over.
I got to say, I mean, Walton, it's not from lack of effort today. They've, you know, tried everything they could. The line has worked their butts off, their tails off. You know, they've tried some different wrinkles in their offense that we haven't seen this year, and just Tioga's been right there every step of the way. It's been amazing.
Well, it's simple, folks. Tioga Tigers are the real deal.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, these kids are just absolutely amazing. And if you ever get a chance to watch them, come out and check out the Tigers.
5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Tioga will look to run to the right side, and they will on a 1st and 10. They're going to pick up about 5 yards, and we'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile there. That almost looked like it was maybe Wank. Yes, I guess that was Wank who came off with the carry there for about 4 or 5 yards.
Yeah, Wank with a nice carry on first down. Brings up 2nd down and 6.
Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show coming up after the conclusion of this ball game. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Tioga will hand this one off, and right up the middle again is Wank, good for a 1st down across the 40 to the 35.
Wank straight up, first back through, hands the ball off, and just takes it right into the back linebacker level and goes into the 2nd level untouched, tackled at the 35.
So a 1st first down. Clock will start again now that the chains are set. Tioga is on the march once again as they're in Walton territory down to the 39-yard line. Here is Worthy. Brady, that is, under center. The quarterback will hand off to John Worthing. Cut to the outside. Bulldozing his way forward for about 9 yards here on first and 10 before he's brought down by Cody Ray.
John Worthing said in that huddle, he said, hey, give me the ball this half. I haven't had a chance to touch it. So he did. Gets about 8 yards on the play. Second down and two.
And so Tioga just, you know, moving the ball. I don't want to say at will because Walton's had some good stops, but I mean, when they need the yardage, they've been able to get it almost any time today for the Tioga
Tigers. And
it
doesn't matter what the distance is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it could be a short yardage or a long yardage play. When they need it, they get it.
And so they're going to run here again on second and three up the middle. They'll go with a new running back this time. Jacob Welch, who's into the game, a junior, and he'll pick up the first down.
Jacob Welch takes the ball to about the 21-yard line of the Walton Warriors, first and 10.
And you wonder if now you'll start to see some new guys late in this game with a comfortable lead for Tioga, leading by 4 scores, 28-0, to make sure everybody stays healthy here over the last couple of minutes.
I agree with that, Nate, but I look over there on their sideline. There's not a lot of subs.
No, they don't have a lot of subs. I'm counting probably about 6 or 7 on the sideline, as they will run here on second down, or first down, I should say. So they're going to pick up about 5 yards, maybe 6. And so this will be a second down and 4 coming up with 3:50 to go. So the Tigers leading the Walton Warriors 28-0. For Kim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us today on WCDO. It's been a pleasure to do these two games with you this afternoon. They're going to hand off to the outside, the Tigers, that is, a run to the right side on 3rd and 4, and I don't think they got the 4 yards there, as off the bottom of the pile again is Jacob Welch.
Jacob Welch with 3 yards of the 4 necessary yards, so we'll bring up 3rd down and 1.
So this will be 3rd and 1. And so that was, yeah, that was a 2nd and 4. Sorry about that, folks. 3rd and 1 coming up here for Tioga. Trying to keep the drive alive with 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. They'll hand it off. They run to the outside, cutting back and through the pile and into the end zone here for the Tioga Tigers is Mason Boozer.
Mason Boozer took the ball off the right tackle and then made a cut in the linebacker level back to his left and walked into the end zone almost untouched.
So Tioga leads now with 3:03 to go in the fourth quarter by a score of 34-0. And so just the relentless running attack continues here tonight for Tioga.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously you have to say this because they've had a huge part of it. That offensive line has done a fantastic job blowing that defensive line back into the linebackers almost on every play. I mean, granted, like Nate said, Walton did stop them the first two possessions of the game on downs, but since then, that offensive line has really done a good job for the Tigers.
Hollenbeck with the extra point. This one is up and good. So Tioga leads 35-0 with 3:03 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both a professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Tioga will kick off after a touchdown there by Mason Boozer. Walton will get the ball back with 3 minutes to go. They'll return it up the left side about 5 yards. Tioga leading Walton 35-0. And it's almost safe to say that Tioga will meet with Green for the Section 4 Class D Football Championship. That game will be next Friday over at Ty Cobb Stadium at UE. So it should be a great matchup next week.
Yeah, it should. And like you said before, they already played once this year, so Green knows what to expect. I know Coach Gorton will make the necessary adjustments that he needs to,
And you got to know that Tioga's going to make some changes, some wrinkles that maybe Green hasn't seen so far, you know, this year. So it'll be a good matchup, and hopefully, you know, we'll get to see a good game.
And you just never know what playoff football has in store as the Sydney Warriors fall earlier today, 24-23, against a very tough Green Trojans team. So, again, it will be Green and most likely Tioga as the Tigers lead 35-0 here with 2:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Walton with the ball, and they'll run it to the outside, up that left wing side, running hard here and out of bounds for the Walton Warriors. That, I believe, on the far side. Well, we don't have another number 10 on our roster, so the mysterious number 10 for Walton will pick up 9 yards.
The mysterious number 10.
Yeah.
The other team had a 9, right?
Yes.
They had a 9, and Walton has a 10 that we don't know who they are.
So we apologize about that, folks. But, again, no number 10 on the roster. And a lot of times, as we explained, something happened. Uniform got ripped or got some blood on it or somebody forgot it in the dryer at home. So, you know, and it could also be somebody who just got called up and didn't get added to the roster in time. So 1:55 to go fourth quarter, and Walton will hand it off. We do know that this is Brooker, and he cuts back to the inside, and he is brought down by Boozer with a big-time tackle in between the hashes.
Boozer, after the running back gets the first down yard, it just absolutely planted him at the 48-yard line. So that's where Walton will start, first and 10, 48-yard line.
Minute 50 to go, fourth quarter, 35-0 lead for Tioga over Walton. Good effort today from the Orange Crush. Their fans came out in full force here today for WCS, but Tioga just too much here in the Section 4 Class D football semis. They'll hand off to Josh Johnson. He'll try to run forward, and Tioga is right there to bring him down. Josh Johnson, the fullback and one of the lone seniors on this roster here, he's the only one. Yeah, that's correct. The only senior on this roster. He's a big-time piece, but it just shows Walton will be very strong again next year.
Yep, they'll be strong for sure, and he got about 2 yards on that carry, so it'll be second down and 8.
We come up on a minute to go here as Tioga leads 35-0, and they will be back in the Section 4 Class D championship game. Of course, they won last year, made it to the New York State Final Four before losing in the semifinals, so they just always represent Section 4 so well. Made it to the semifinals for many years. Of course, I believe it was 2, maybe 3 years ago now. It must have been 3 years ago now. They won it all up in the dome. So Jacob will run out and complete the pass over on the far side with 40 seconds to go in this fourth quarter and across the 35 to the 33-yard line.
Yeah, nice pass and catch right there, and a great job by that receiver. I didn't quite catch the number, but held on to the ball because he got tattooed.
Yeah.
As soon as he caught the ball, he got hit hard.
40 seconds to go, and the clock is running, and that's what we'd like to see from Walton is no giving up in this contest. They're trying right down to the final whistle. 30 seconds to go. Dylan Jacob, the junior QB, is under center. He'll hand one off. They'll look to run it up the gut here. And good for about a gain of 3 or 4 yards before Tioga brings him down. That could be the last play of the game here. Walton's going to hurry up and try to get one more in with about 12 seconds to go here. Dylan Jacob on a 2nd and 10. We'll hand one off to Josh Johnson. This could be the last carry in his career as he's brought down. And that's going to do it. Tioga with a 35-0 victory over Walton today. They'll meet Green for the Section 4 Class D Championship in football next Friday. We'll take a break. Post-game show coming up. Tioga knocks down Walton 35-0 today on WCDO.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, you will find mattresses in all sizes and styles by some of the top makers in the industry, including Simmons Beautyrest, Heritage Sleep, and others, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you're sure to find just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power bed. The catalog outlet has an adjustable power bed to fit anyone's budget. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. The catalog outlet's 3 locations are open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Johnson City Wildcat Stadium at Johnson City High School. Our final score, Tioga defeating Walton 35-0. As just a big effort here today by the Tigers, they will take on Green in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Tim, your final thoughts on this one before we wrap up with our awards.
Great job by the Walton Warriors. You know, they ran into a buzzsaw today, and good luck to the Tioga Tigers going forward into the finals.
We will go through our three awards here, starting off with our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award here today, and there was certainly a lot of choices. But NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years, and proud to support local high school sports. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. I'd like to give this to Emmett Wood today of Tioga with those three touchdowns. He was fantastic, well over 100 yards rushing. Just a real big piece here today for the Tioga Tigers. Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We can give this award today to John Worthing of Tioga. I thought he was key on defense, lots of big tackles. Actually, let's switch this one. Not John Worthing. Let's go with Austin Lamb. Should have gone with Austin Lamb. Should have written that one down because he was an absolute monster today. Austin Lamb, our Dynamic Defense Award. Tim, any thoughts on his game?
Just number 55, plays the middle linebacker spot like you're supposed to. I mean, just absolutely amazing. Finishes tackles off, and great job by that young man.
Finally, we will have our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney. Proud to support youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'll give this one to Dylan Jacob today, the quarterback for Walton. A little bit of everything, I thought. The plays that they did make were because of him, and he was able to get everybody involved and was a positive leader. And again, only one senior on this Walton team. They're going to be back and strong next year. So Dylan Jacob, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner. So, Tim, final thoughts. Green and Tioga for the title next week.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, they've seen each other once this year, and Tioga did get the best of Green in that game, but I know Coach Gorton will have a new plan for him, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens next Friday.
Well, we hope you enjoyed our broadcast today of not only Sydney and Green, but of Walton and Tioga. Hope you stayed home and warm, or if you did come out to the game, that you're back in the car, headed back home to get warm and dry. So it was a crazy weather day here, but we're glad that we could bring it to you, as it was two very entertaining football games. Again, Tioga wins over Walton 35-0. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in our WCDO studios in Sydney. We'll keep you updated this week on WCDOsports.com with our schedule of upcoming events. We'll be covering not only different variety of sports, football, field hockey, soccer. So make sure you check out my Twitter page there on WCDOsports.com. Again, Tioga 35, Walton nothing. We're signing off. So have a great night from WCDO Sports.